Tim Cotroni, how are you, sir?
Derek Johnson, man, it's a pleasure to be here. Let's get into it. What are we going to talk about?
Let's talk about consultation fee. I've gotten a lot of feedback recently within our Battleground program about charging for a consultation fee or not to charge for a consultation fee. And I believe people are getting confused. So I want to talk about this a little bit, Tim, and I know you've got something to share. So is it okay if I just kind of run for a minute or two?
Please, let's go with it, man, because this is big stuff. We're giving some great information over here. So if you guys are not Battleground members, listen up.
Yep. So thank you for that, Tim. So the five steps of the food. We need to talk about motivation, step one. We need to talk about money, the budget, step two. We need to talk about the truth. We need to talk about influencers. And then we get to step five. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Step five is the BS meter. It's about consulting. And a lot of trades can absolutely charge for consultations. Tim, you and I do it. Most trades do, but there is some trades that will struggle with this. And then there's also people that should not be charging a consultation fee. And I know that goes against the rules of the foo, but when you're not ready to charge for it, you're possibly going to lose business. So you were selling before, you were going to see customers, and you were selling. You weren't charging for consulting. Hell, you didn't even have a process whatsoever, but you were showing up in their space, and somehow you were still selling jobs. So if your pipeline's not full, and if you're not completely confident on how to segue through those steps and get to the consultation, the BS meter, don't do it. And I know that sounds crazy, but do not charge for consulting because you're probably shooting yourself in the foot. And here's the deal. If you've trained well and you've trained hard and you went through our Battleground program and you understand how this stuff works and you can transition to that, absolutely, I do. But the goal, Tim, as you know, is to not even have to bring the consultation fee up. If you get really good at steps 1, 2, 3, and 4, you don't even need to bring up the consultation fee. You need to get a deposit, a retainer, whatever your township, whatever your state will allow you to get as far as a deposit is. You get that. You lock the job down. You take them off the street. You get them on your calendar. You get the job done. So don't shoot yourself in the foot if you're not ready to charge for consulting.
How do you know when you're ready, Derek? I'm putting you in the limelight right here, just on the magnifying glass. How do you know? Because, I mean, there's people out there saying, hey, I could throw the consult for $250 off. People will pay it. And there's the odd thing. Hey, I get this consult fee. It's like, then it feels really weird. And you know it sounds weird. So how do you know?
It's confidence. And how do you become confident? Confidence comes from training. Confidence comes from some studying. Confidence comes from practice. So when you're confident in your sales process, the confidence of the consultation fee tonality is going to come out. It's training. And here's the thing. Your gut will tell you too, I'm not so sure that they're going to move forward on this project. I still think I'm going to get out in their space and they're going to give me the, oh, I'm going to think about it, the slow no. That's when you charge for consulting. But it's how you do it. It's how you deliver it. And so what is consulting? In my opinion, my thought, my word is it's an experience-led conversation provided by a professional to give usable information to make a buying decision. Legit consulting. Now, it was originated to remove the tire kickers. That's what the Shin and Shin Fu, Steve Shinholzer, that's why he did it. He just was so sick of driving all the way across town to see people that are never going to hire him in the first place. So he started charging for consulting. He did 100 consults for $75 a piece, and he made $7,500, and all of them said no. So we had to raise that fee up. So now it's evolved. We still have to have it. But if you're not ready, don't do it. Don't do it. Now, absolutely, we can do another podcast on this, and I know we have. Do not go see anyone without understanding their motivation and bracketing. Do not. Do not go out there without talking about money.
Okay, Derek, I agree with everything you said. I can't even say, yeah, but, or hey, what about, or what if? It's like, no, that's the game. And what you said, and let me kind of wrap it up the way I may say it, is there's two parts of my company. One is I go write contracts, and another one is I consult. There's two things I'm offering to people. But if I'm following through the spirit of the conversation, as you say it, walking through the motive, all the steps of the foo, and I come down to, hey, whatever I'm going to say as far as consulting fee or whatever like that, it's like there's two parts of my company. One is I offer consulting, and that's like $500. And then there's us getting together and going over paperwork and going over your dream, and we just scope it out and get a deposit, get you on the schedule. Which one makes the most sense? It's like, just shut up. If I have to charge a consult fee. But Derek, there are times, and I going against what I've said in the past, because I have more time now where I may, if I feel there's an opportunity and I feel it's a shoo-in, I will go out there without even talking about the consult fee, because I've trained and I know and I can smell it. Coming back, getting on recording this podcast with you right now, I just got back from a consult. This consult was 2 hours away. So that's 2 hours there, 2 hours back. Traffic, one way, coming back. It rained. It was cold. All the miserable things you could imagine having to be out in somebody's space. Derek, I charged for that. Because I knew. I wasn't sure. She wasn't sure. And even in her email, I'd be willing to pay for you to consult. I'm like, all those things say she is unsure. She's willing to pay. I'm going to charge her for that. And as much as it is with your contract, I say the same thing because it works for you, is to be used as you see fit within the next 30 days if we go to contract. So I'm holding a check that she wrote for my time to go out there, and it'll go to contract. And she knows she has 30 days because she told me I have to talk to my financial planner. I have to see if I can take more money out of my retirement. It's like, I got to go check with my accountant. It's like, yeah, it's a real thing. People still do that.
They're irresponsible with their money, so they need somebody to be responsible. That's okay.
Yeah. This is an older person. She's 75 years old. She has to check with somebody if she can spend money. I'm like, hey, for whatever reason, dude, I knew it. I smelt it. I charged it. And that's it. Will it become something? Probably. In my heart, yeah, I could probably report back and say that she's going to buy. But I can't take that chance and spend 5 hours of my life and not charge somebody for my time. That would be, I would think about the times, Derek, when you've gone to people's space and you spent endless amounts of hours and endless. You walk away.
Endless.
Nothing. And then nothing, dude. They ghost you.
Yeah. No way. And some people, I literally was talking to a contractor the other day. Not a contractor. He does side work. And he was talking about a deck he was building or had built. And the person he was building it for, Randy, said, I don't know what to charge. I have no idea. But why don't you get some estimates? And just once you get the estimates, let me know. And I'll just do it. You know, I don't have the overhead that those big crews do. And so they got estimates averaging around $20,000. He's like, you know, I'll do it for 12. So it still happens to this day. People will just have you come and give free estimates so that they can give it to someone else. It's a real thing. So if you do that over the phone through our pre-qualification process, you don't have to go out there and waste your time.
You told us you wanted to go deeper at Mile High Profit Summit. And so this year, our VIP ticket holders are going to have the opportunity to do that by choosing from 6 half-day workshops to improve your business. Listen, you get all the benefits of the standard tickets of Mile High and main sessions and all that for the 2-day event, but you get some upgraded swag as a VIP. You get up-close seating, you get breakfast, lunch, VIP reception, and like I said, a VIP day. And we've assembled some of the world's top experts to equip you to build a strong business. So grab your VIP ticket now.
I'm thinking about what you're saying, and I'm thinking about the way we run our business. And dude, it's a class act. People are getting what they're paying for. If we're going out there, we're bringing something. We're not just like, and I'm gonna go back to a fresh story in my head. I want to replace the fence in my own yard. And I called the local guy, found him on Facebook, the local neighbor, you know, town Facebook group. And I messaged him. He doesn't have a website, but people are saying he's awesome. So I called the guy. He scurries right over to my house. I'll come right over, give you a price. Got a truck, no wrap, no letters, no nothing. But he's a townie, right? He's a local guy.
Yeah.
Give the benefit of it. He comes in. He's wearing a sweatshirt. Not his name. The name of the company he buys his fencing materials from.
Isn't that something? I mean, it's better than nothing, I guess.
Right. So this podcast is going to be called Consult Fee. Here we are talking about marketing and branding. And I says to him, I says, hey, is that the name of your company? And I knew it wasn't. He goes, no. This is where I buy my products from. I go, you ever think about buying your own swag? I don't have time for that. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Awesome. So he walks my yard, Derek. He walks my yard with his measuring tape, measures up the area, and he goes, "All right, I'll get you a quote." I'm like, when do you think you'll do that?
Yeah.
And he says, "Hey, it's like, just, oh, I'll have it to you by tonight." Okay, cool. Derek, I received an email with a photograph of a handwritten receipt. And he just identifies it as a, you know, just as a dogwood, whatever. And like, I have no idea what that is. And then he sends me a text as a follow-up. "Hey, did you get my email?" That's his follow-up process.
Was the picture taken on a coffee table?
I didn't even notice.
Card table, maybe card table.
Yeah, he could be holding up to a mirror in the bathroom and he's naked. I don't know, in the bathroom.
All right.
We took it that way.
You did say dogwood.
Right. So let me ask you, do you think that he at that level of follow-up, that level of not being branded, at that level of just showing up, should he have charged me a consult fee?
Sure.
You think so?
Fair. I'm defaulting to you should charge for consulting if you're ready, but he's not ready. That level of professionalism, I see what you're saying. So no, but he's not even thinking that he can. Like that is not even in his head at all, that he would even possibly charge for consulting.
But here's the people that are listening to this know better, because they're business people. They pay for insurance. They have branding. They do things that are right. They're bringing an educated experience to people when they're coming to consult, if that's what their people are paying for. They're not showing up, walking around with a tape and saying, "Hey, I'll get back to you when I can later on today." That's not what we're doing. If we're charging for consulting, we truly are giving information that they can make an educated decision, an educated buying decision, whether they want to buy a pond, a pondless, a patio, a fire pit, siding, windows, roof, whatever, or if they even like us. But they're paying for that. It's an educated experience. It's not me coming over and taking a piece of paper and putting a number on it. It's more than that. If you're charging a consult fee, then you give them something for that.
This is how this is happening. I'm seeing this after 9 years, how this progression has happened. When you first start learning the foo, you don't charge for consulting because you're not ready. And you're going to shoot yourself in the foot. And then you elevate your game, you rise to your highest level of training, and then you start charging for it. And then the third part is you get so good at this, you get so good at the process, you don't have to charge for consulting anymore. It's like an evolution, because our great friend, Gene Marlowe, we know he doesn't charge for consulting, but you damn well know that he pre-qualifies them over the phone and makes sure that they're ready to move forward and make sure that they know all the things are going to happen. There's no mutual mystification going on with Mr. Marlowe when he comes to see you for a landscape. He's talked about all those things. So that's where you want to progress to.
Yeah. So. Totally. I love this conversation. I love this because you and I go back to the humble beginnings of the awkwardness of like, well, if you want me to come over, I get this consultation fee that I charge. And
it was so weird. It's so awkward.
Right.
And it is for everybody starting out. It's like, I can't say that. And how many times did you, in the early days of doing it, you just wimped out and didn't do it?
And you know what? And then, you know, here's a story we told ourselves. When the people say, "I'm not freaking paying for that. Everybody does it for free." And Derek, you see it in the contract of free group. "That guy was never my customer. He's a jerk. He didn't value me." It's like, no, that may be true. But if you practice, you're offering something. I'm not just coming over to give you a price. We're gonna dream. We're gonna talk about all these cool ideas, and I'm gonna write stuff down, and you can make an educated decision after that point if you like.
Yeah,
it's not that they were cheap bastards. No, because you didn't bring the value of what you're offering. So consult fee or no consult fee. If I'm going there and I know I'm going to get the deal, I just know it. You just know it. The spidey senses we used to talk about years ago, we know it. We can smell it. I'm going there. I'm not wasting my time.
There are so many word tracks, so many objection handling comments is rolling through my head right now. We do not have time to go through those things. I mean, that's what we train and teach in the battleground. But there's so many. When I think of that, I'm not going to pay for that. I immediately default to like three different just ways to handle that objection. We don't have time for that, though.
No, and we're not giving all the good stuff away here, Derek. You got to join the group for that stuff.
That's right.
We won't be on the podcast anymore. We get fired.
Yeah, exactly. That's not okay.
All right. So look at Derek. Do If you're going to charge, guys, listen, if you're going to charge a console fee, bring something for it, be that guy. If you're showing up, chucking the truck, no logo, no uniforms, no nothing, just a piece of paper that you're sending a photograph of, why are we charge somebody for that? Because that's not what we're doing here. We're an elevated company. We're bringing respect back to the trades. We're better than that. Bring the fire. Give them something for it. And yes, charge them. If they're not going to do business with you, maybe they just want to consult.
Maybe.
I don't like consulting, dude. I like getting in their space, getting a contract, and creating something wonderful. But some people just want information. So why not give it to them when they're ready?
Awesome. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.